close with an analogy. Don't know why, but I love it. The prodigal son. The Bible says his father was watching from afar off. That watching in the text is so structured as to mean he was watching and watching and watching and watching and kept on watching and kept on watching. He's always out there watching. Number one. Number two. It says when his son came, he threw his arms around him and kissed him. What a boring thing, excepting in the Greek. Did you know that that word kissed there is so structured in the text as to say kissed, 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 like he was mad. Kissed him all over his face, his forehead, the top of his head. It says he never stopped kissing him. Wow. Now that's a crazy response to a sinner.
Yeah, it is.
That's a crazy response to a little jerk who said, I want my share and I'm out of here. And what I think, what you're doing is stupid. That's your heavenly Father. That's the quality of his love towards you. So next time the devil comes to you and tries to convince you that God is so miffed off with you, he can hardly even talk to you, and don't count on it. Just say nothing but to the devil, kissed, 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 kissed. And if you want to know where that is, look it up in the concordance.
Yes.
Because that's what he's done.
Amen.
There's a thing that happened in me the day I got saved. I remember it like I want you to know the day I got saved. Let me tell you about it. It was a night, actually, but I call it a day. I never told anyone because they never asked. So why tell? I was English. You don't tell anything. But I levitated from that pew. I want you, you know, it's a funny thing. With all of the warts and the gashes and the bashes, with enough problems to actually terrify a psychologist, when I look back on what we have done, did not help you, but help me, it's outrageous. But I never touched the ground. This boy levitated all the way home, and I didn't try to tell Oliver Rini Hook what happened, but I did tell Robert. And he said, nice, Freddie. And I thought, oh, brother, that's okay, that's all I'm getting out of you, and my best friend. This is the way he expressed himself, and I got home beat, he got it. I was never the same. And I remember I wasn't even saved for 2 months. And I heard these young people in church arguing over eternal security. Now, I hadn't at that point ever opened my Bible. I didn't know you were supposed to. No one taught me. But when I could even mention his name. Actually, he's very happy and married in that church right now, and I won't say his name. But I walked up to that crowd and said, you're out of your mind. I didn't pay for this thing. I took it as a gift. And there's nothing I can do to lose it. You're all crazy. Then several months after that, they had a big conference in Pietermaritzburg. First one I ever been to, I went. And an old man was speaking. I don't know who he was or what his name was, but he must have been 300 years of age to a 19-year-old. He was ancient. I didn't even know. He must have been 98 or 103. He was old. I don't mean old 64. I get, hey, I'm 64.
65.
Yeah, he was 65, very old. And I thought, oh Lord, what is this man going to ever say? Will he even be able to speak in the massive crowd in this big room? And that darling old saint got up and from the Bible preached on the sealing of the Holy Spirit and eternal security and what God had done in my life. And I said, I knew that all along in my heart. And now I got the facts. I was loaded for bear.
Yeah.
But where did I get it from, first of all? That's the Holy Spirit's job.
Yeah.
That's the job of love.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
If I loved you enough to die for you, what shall separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
My assurance isn't remembering the exact day, date, hour, and words. It's looking back over the years from 65 to 2011, December, and saying, you know, I've been through many things, and almost through all of my wife's been right there, pre-wife, post-wife, still a wife. And you know, she's with us. She saw the crazy and the daisy. That songwriter, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to take him at his word, through it all. You know what the abiding thing always was, honey, even though we may not always label it? It was a love inside me. God came in me. I knew that, but I forgot what he came in dressed like. He came in full of love and life and light and the glory that had been shared to the Trinity forever and ever and ever. Amen. Now bumping into time, now in my heart, now including me in that eternal dance forevermore.
Amen.
Wow. As the songwriter put it, I was changed. It must be. And you've been changed. Enjoy. Love him back. Respond to it in your hearts. Embrace it. And folks, never forget it. Christ in you. Oh, how delicious. Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
And nothing to do with you. But Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a hope. Let us bow our heads in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, we're thrilled. Lord, we're overtaken. Lord, we don't know what to do. Lord, we're about to have a fit. But we won't. We'll just say this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Forevermore we'll say thank you. From evermore in this life will we say thank you. And forevermore in the next life will we say thank you. And praise you and worship you and adore you and cast our crowns at your feet and say, Jesus, to you goes all the glory. What a life. What a resurrection. What an eternity. What love. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen.